When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's see if we can help Sarah out. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, last weekend I was at a concert, and I can't get over the feeling that I should have meddled with a marriage.
Oh.
There was a couple directly in front of me, and the wife was living her best life, singing along to every single word, reaching back to steal kisses from her man, dancing nonstop. As the drinks started flowing, I noticed the husband starting to lean back away from his wife, so he was kind of behind her.
Okay.
He pulled out his phone, started texting another woman. He took a selfie with his beer and a smug grin and sent it off. Then a dark brunette, not his blonde wife, sent him a selfie back that would absolutely fall into the sexting category.
Oh.
He then responds as to what a smoke show she is and that he'd rather be sitting with her.
Oh, gosh.
My friend and I looked at each other with our jaws on the floor as we could barely clearly, because we could both clearly read everything that was going on.
Right, right, right.
So the question we asked ourselves was, do we grab his wife and tell her? At one point, she stepped away to go to the bathroom and we almost followed her to tell her what we witnessed, but we froze, realizing that if we did tell her, it could ruin their marriage.
Oh my gosh.
And then before we knew it, the concert was over.
Mm-hmm.
So should we have meddled? Should we have followed her to the bathroom and told her to look at her husband's phone, knowing the damage it could have caused?
Yeah.
What would you guys have done? I feel awful. We didn't do anything.
Oh, geez. What a terrible situation to be put in.
Yeah, well, 1,000%. And it doesn't sound like there was any question as to what was happening.
Yeah, because, you know,
they clearly were able to read.
I mean, you know how concert venues are, especially like if you are right behind someone, you can't help but sneak peeks at like what they're texting and things like that. Or sometimes you're not even trying to and you just happen to glance and you see the notification and you look and you're like, whoa, yeah, I got to be honest. I probably wouldn't have done anything.
I know. I don't think I would have either. I don't know,
does that
though,
make
but
us
I, I'm
terrible
like her,
people?
Though. I would, I, well.
Because so many times we are on this show, this very show, Kelly, and we talk about, you know, if, and we hear from other people who are like, I wish someone would have told me.
Yes, but then there's way more other times where, like, it's going to work itself out. It's not your business.
I know.
It's what, like, category does this one fall under?
Is this the, there's a car on fire going the opposite direction on the freeway, and I'm sure they know that the car's on fire. Let's just leave it alone. Or is it a case where it's, where you need to jump in and go, hey, none of my business. But
I couldn't help but observe. Yeah. Gosh. And, you know, from what she said, the wife looked like she was living her best life and having so much fun and stealing kisses from her man and probably had no idea.
Yeah. See, like Jeremy texts in and says, how do we know they were even married? They could have an open relationship. See, that's the thing, too. It's like, do we know what their deal is?
But is that the norm? I would argue no. I don't think,
you know,
that is the default,
let's assume Sarah noticed wedding rings because I feel like that's something that women would notice is that he's got a wedding ring on, she's got a wedding ring on.
That's true. I'm assuming because she said wife and husband, that was the case. They were wearing rings.
Like I said, I might have just gone, ooh, well, 911, someone else will figure it out.
Well, Candy says she already knows 100%. Wives know. He's obviously not that sneaky. But does she? I mean, it doesn't sound like from the behavior they described that she knew anything was going on.
Have you ever witnessed someone you didn't know, a stranger who was in the middle of cheating, in the middle of scandal? I've got a story for you.
Oh.
It involves my wife.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
And then here's something to chew on, too. Keith sent in a message saying, would you want someone to tell you?
Yeah, well, so many times we've had that where where people are like, I wish someone would have told me.
Yes. And I'm trying to answer that for myself. Would I want someone to tell me in that moment?
Like, you're having a great time at a concert with your husband, and then someone's like, hey, I think your husband's texting some other brunette. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know.
I feel like I would want to know. I would want to know.
All right.
He better never.
This is like, this is like when you wake up from a dream that you've dreamt that your husband's cheating and you're mad at him.
Yeah.
It's like, he better not. Michael! Have you been texting him or not?
I am going to go have a sternly worded conversation with him later.
But yeah, would love to. Have you ever witnessed someone you didn't know, a stranger, doing something they should have, like cheating? I've got a story for you. I'll tell you coming up here in just a minute. And then want to hear some of yours too. 502-795-1997. So our listener, Sarah, witnessed a husband sexting with another woman right in front of his wife while they were at a concert over the weekend.
That's what she thinks was happening.
Yeah.
She says it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
From what they saw.
Exactly. And she's just beating herself up going, like, I could have ruined a marriage, but I feel like I should have said something. What would you have done? Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show from time to time, dispensing that advice. What's your take on this?
The answer is no, absolutely not. It's not your business. You have no idea what kind of relationship these two individuals have. Is the marriage open? Are they still married? Just because there's rings on doesn't mean they're still married. You just... there's so many unknowns here.
Yeah.
You do not meddle in somebody else's life at that level. Absolutely not. No way.
Would you feel differently if you knew the couple? Because there are some people who suggested if you know them, speak up. If they're strangers, no.
Yeah, if they were friends of mine and I've known them for 5 or 6 or 7 years and we've gone out and we've got a relationship, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's a different ball game.
Than strangers.
Totally different ball game, because you know what the situation is and what kind of life that they lead. These are two individuals that are strangers to you. You have no idea. You might make things worse by meddling in and really, really cause issues. The answer to this question is no. Leave it alone. Period.
Okay.
The end.
All right. You're Andrew, the authority.
Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you as always, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you.
We just got a text. If it wasn't for people contacting me and letting me know that my husband was having an affair with somebody, I probably would never have found out. He was very sneaky as he was meeting up with her. So don't ever feel like you're meddling in someone's marriage or destroying someone's marriage. The person that is cheating has already done that. Take it from me. I gave a second chance and my gut was telling me otherwise, and I caught him cheating again. Now that people know what's been happening and we're in the beginning of our divorce, I've had people come forward and tell me how inappropriate he was and some of the things that he said to other women. You're doing people a favor. You're doing good. Like I said, the marriage was already destroyed by the husband.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, wouldn't you say the marriage is already ruined if this is what he's doing literally behind her back?
Yeah, you didn't do it. He did.
Yeah.
But Andrew says there's strangers we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to say no.
I don't know. I still probably would have been like, not my circus, not my monkeys, you know, sorry. But, you know, and there are some people that are like, hey, glad that you didn't approach her. You know, she was drinking, you were drinking.
Yeah.
You know, it could have gotten a little out of control if you had said something to her in the bathroom.
Yes.
Hmm. All right.
And
well.
Again, I think the people in their lives, I feel like if they're aware, maybe someone's going to come forward. But a stranger, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like it's going to work itself out.
Because
like if he is cheating, he's going to get caught.
Yeah. And I don't know. Do you almost trust a stranger more than you would your own family?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Hey, I saw you better check on your man because I saw him texting some other brunette And
it looked like he was being sneaky.
And it looked like he was being sneaky. Okay, bye.
I'm just looking out for you. Okay, your outfit looks amazing. Okay, bye.
Do you have any blush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, hey, you know what, Sarah? Don't beat yourself up. It's there. I mean, you didn't do it in the moment, so it's we're all just kind of speculating now.
It is what it is, yes. They're going back to their lives, and hopefully, you know, if there is something going on, she's going to find out about it and get out of the situation.
And I almost forgot. I did have a story, all right?
Oh, you did have a story, yeah.
And it involves my wife, and it was when she was working at a 9-to-5 office in, like, an office park, and when we when she was in her early 20s. She would take lunch with some friends from her office, and they would go out to, like, this little gazebo, right? And so there was, like, a little pond, a little gazebo there in the office park. And
were you dating or married?
We were dating.
Okay.
And she witnessed several weeks in a row this executive and this other woman.
Uh-oh.
Have dates in their car.
Oh, gosh. And he was
lunchtime.
Married, and she knew it was not
yep.
his wife. Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Gosh. Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Right.
That is a different dynamic when it's like a boss.
Yeah.
I mean, because then your career's on the line.
Well, I don't think it was actually her business, because there were several businesses in this large office building.
Okay, so it wasn't somebody that she worked
with. So she didn't recognize the people, but yeah. She knew because of how they acted and how they were that this wasn't just a dating married couple. This yeah. was an extracurricular activity. So
this is a yeah. low key so on anyways, down low. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say she didn't have anybody to tell. So it's like, right. not like she could tell a spouse, but yeah, that was definitely witnessing something that she knew they were up to no good. So
you just get popcorn and you create the backstory in your
yeah,
head.
That's right. That's
watch
right.
Watch the show.
All right. Hey, thanks for reaching out, Sarah. Don't beat yourself up. That's group therapy. Just after 8. Hang on.